that Shemeris Yavam, a case of a Shemeris Yavam, that means your brother died and left over his wife without children. What happened now was the brother that's alive went ahead and married the Yavam, her sister. Instead of doing mitzvah yibum, marrying your brother's wife, the brother went ahead and married her sister. So the lacher is, Mishurmi of Yehuda ben Meseira Amru, it was said over the name of Yehuda ben Meseira, that like this, Oymrim Loi, we tell this brother now, Hampton, you're not allowed to make Nisuyin, you can't live with her. In other words, you only made Kedushin so far, you will Mekadesh her sister. So we tell you right now, it's also to make Nisuyin to live with her. Because since when your brother died, his wife fell to you, she was a Yavam, a Yavama, and you hold Yezika, so it's considered you're a little bit married to her. So now that you went ahead and married her sister, there's an issa to live with Achais Ishtoi. You can't live with your wife's sister. So we tell the brother now, wait. Until the third brother, the other brother that's still alive, let him make either Yibum or let him make Chalitza. That's what Yehuda ben Meseira says. In other words, he holds Yezika, and therefore if you chapped and married the other sister, you're not allowed to live with her. Until first the other brother goes and makes either Yibum or Chalitza. Now when he is miyabim, that takes off Zika. Rashi says, Ad sheyibum achichas yivama, until the second brother is miyabim her. The tifka zikosim imcha, when one brother is miyabim her, then for sure the Zika goes off all the other brothers. She is not considered like she was married to any other brother. Alma koponim Zika osra lachosa. We see Rabbi Yehuda ben Meseira holds that when your brother died, his wife is considered attached to Yezika. She's like a little bit married to all the brothers. Therefore, the brothers are not allowed to marry her sister. Now, V'yomar Shmuel said, Halachik Reb Yehuda ben Meseira. Shmuel paskens like Reb Yehuda ben Meseira. So you see that Shmuel holds Yezika. So that Reb Yehuda before said the Halach of Yezika, so he's saying now he said it over the name of his Rebbe Shmuel. And even though Reb Yehuda had two Rebbeim, he learned by Shmuel and by Rav. So he means to tell us is that this thing that Reb Yehuda said over is in the name of Shmuel. So Amalais, he said back to him, did the Rav might, like what are you telling me? What would be so bad if Reb Yehuda is saying this over in the name of his other Rebbe, in the name of Rav? So Gemara says, yes, Kasha the Rav ad the Rav, because if it would be the name of Rav, from Rav before we said not like that. Rav says, Ein Zika. So you can't say Rav Yehuda now is saying over Yezika in the name of Rav will be a steer in Rav. So Gemara says, what's so shver? Dilma Amaroyim Ninov Aliba the Rav. Maybe it's a Machlekes Amaroyim. What does Rav hold? Rav Yehuda maybe holds that Rav held Yezika. And the bright brought down the Gemara before that Rav says Ein Zika. That's another Amor. So Gemara says, Toshit. Ki von Yitma Mishmei de Shmuel. Behedya, since we learn clearly that Shmuel holds Yezika like here. Shmuel is paskening like Rabbi Yehuda ben Meseira. And we know that Rav Yehuda was a Talmud of Shmuel. Umishmei de Rav. Kamaroi leshav. Umishmei de Rav. Kamaroi. And at most you want to say that if you say it over the name of Rav, it'll be a machloikis amaroyim. Because we have clearly a Rav that says, Ein Zika. So why make a machloikis out of it? Is Leshavkina Mishmei de Shmuel Behedyo or Makmina Kamaroi Valiba de Rav? You're better off saying that Rav Yehuda said, Yezika, he's saying over the name of his Rebbe Shmuel. Because Shmuel says clearly like this. And don't say that Rav Yehuda is saying over the name of Rav, and then you're going to have to come on to make a machlekes in Rav. So you're better off saying that Rav Yehuda is saying in the name of Rav. The Omer Rav Kana said over that Amrito, Amriso, Lashmaito, Kaimad Rav Zvid. Minadoi, they said over this Chiddush in front of Rav Zvid. Omer, so Zvid told them like this. Also, Nochi Masnisilo. This is the way you learned the Halacha. Anan, we hear, Behedya Masninon. We learned it clearly like that. That what? Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Shmuel. Not Tam Omer Rav Yehuda, but we learned it clearly that Rav Yehuda is saying it over in the name of Shmuel. That what? That is Shemeres Yavam Shemesa. In the case where your brother died, and his wife now falls to Yibam, to all the brothers. The halacha is also Bima. Any brother now is also to marry her mother. Because we hold Yezikam, she was a little bit attached to you. She was a little bit married to you. And therefore the halacha is, you're never allowed to marry your mother-in-law. even after you give your wife a get, or even after your wife dies, you're never allowed to marry your mother-in-law. So therefore here, since we say Yezika, halacha is Asabima. So Alma, what do we see? Ksava Yezika. That Rabbi Yehuda, the name of Shmuel, is the one that holds Yezika. And now it's very good that because the Shmuel Taimei, Shmuel goes according to his own shita, his own tam. The Yomah Shmuel, Shmuel said before, we had halacha Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, the halacha of Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, that in a case where your brother died, his wife fell to Yibum, if you marry her sister, you're not allowed to live with her. Because it's called B'miksas a little bit, Achos Ishtoi. She's the sister of your Zika. So therefore you have to wait until the other brother makes Yibum or Chalitza, and then she's mutter to you. You see clearly, Shmuel Paskel that the man Yama, Ye Zika. Now the Gemara says, Utsricha. I need both memories of Shmuel that he's saying Ye Zika. Utsricha. Di Yashmin and Ye Zika, if he would have just said a loch of Ye Zika, Havamina, I would have thought, Tanamina Bechad, only where there's only one brother alive, like we had Svaras before. But there's only one brother alive, so for sure, the brother's wife falls to him. So then we say she's considered married to him a little bit. Avo betray, but when there are two brothers alive, Lai, since we don't know to which one she's going to go, so to neither of them is she called married. Kamash Malon, that's why you have to tell us no, even by two brothers, Halacha Reb Yehuda ben Beseira, that we say Yezika. Now, via Shmin and Halacha Reb Yehuda ben Beseira, if he would have just said, the Halacha Reb Yehuda ben Beseira, that even when two brothers are alive, and the third brother dies, that his wife falls to the other two brothers, that she's considered Yezika, she's married to both of them a little bit, if he would have just said that, Havamina, I would have thought like this, Hani Mili Mechayim, that's only Kolzaman, the Yavama, your brother's wife, is alive. Kolzaman, she's alive, she's considered married a little bit to both the brothers. Avliyacha Misa, let's say Yavama dies. Let's say your brother's wife also dies. Then I would have thought, Pokalo Zika, that the Zika, this attachment that you have to her, that you have a Miksas Kedushin in her, maybe goes off, and now you would be mutter with her mother. Because even though when she's alive, you're not allowed to marry her mother. Because it's called the mother of your wife. But maybe if the Yavama dies, maybe Zika goes off. Kamash Malon, that's what Shmuel is teaching us now, that the Svar is, the Zika v'chti le'pokam. The Zika for no reason doesn't go off. Can't go off for nothing. So when your brother died, his wife was zokak to you. That means she has a little bit, you're a little bit married to her. So Mel, she's called your wife a little bit. So once she's called your wife a little bit, it's chal now in Issa l'yelam, you're never allowed to marry her mother. So therefore that's the locha, that even after she dies, still you can't marry her mother. Because what? Because Shmuel Paskins, Yezika. This is a big machoikis we're showing him, is Yezika is a svar in the Uraisa, svar in the Rabbonin. One svar is only a Kedushin with the Rabbonin. There's Yezika. Avadi with the Uraisa, you have no Kedushin to her. It's only with the Rabbonin we consider like you're married to her a little bit. Another shita is Mashmano, it's even with the Uraisa. If you learn with the Rabbonin, it'll be very good, the whole sugis. Because all the Gemara's Mashmano, even though you hold Yezika, but Chalitzi you still need. It's not really called an erva. It doesn't pot you from chalitza. You still have to give the other one chalitza. So if it's only midi rabbanan, all the gemaras will be very good. Right. Mishnah says like this. Shnei achim, if you have two brothers, who may sechud mihen, one of the two brothers dies. V'yovim ha'shen yasei shesachiv. A regular mitzvah yibum. The second brother that's alive now, he goes there and marries his brother's wife. V'yachakach noilud lenach. And after Woods, a third brother was born. So, the way that when a third brother was born, the first brother's wife was already married to the second brother. So when the second brother was born, there's no Mrs. Yib now. Now what happened was, Umeis Sorishoina. Umeis, and now the second brother dies, Umeis. So love was like this. Horishoina, the first wife, that was your first brother's wife, is Yoitzis, that negate to the third brother, she's an erva. Meshum eishes achiv shloihoye bilamai. Because negate to his third brother, he was first born after his first brother died. So when his first brother died, there was no mitzvah yibum of his wife to the third brother. Therefore, negate to the third brother, she remained with an erva of eishesach, and the third brother is never allowed to marry that wife. So even though the second brother was miyabim her, and now the second brother died, still the first wife remains an erva. V'yashniya, now if your second brother had a second wife also, there's no mitzvah yibum with her either. Mishum tzarasa, that's called the tzaras erva. Since the other wife your brother had was an erva to you, because that was the first brother that died before you were born, so that wife remains also to you, but tzaras an erva. So even the second wife that your second brother has is also a tzaras erva. There's no mitzvah yibum. Right, well, we'll soon see the Chiddush, right, good. Also, b'maimer, let's say though they made maimer, let's say the second brother only made a kedusha with the Rabbonin, with the first brother's wife, umeis, and then the second one dies, is hashniya chaletzes loimis yabemis. In such a case, the second brother's second wife, there's a mitzvah yibum midiraisa. Because midiraisa, the second brother did not be miyabim, the first one's wife. So midiraisa is only married to a second, to his wife. The first wife, since he only made maimer, it's only kedusha midrabbanan. So midrabbanan, she's called the tzaras erva, you can't make yibum. But I call upon him chalitza, you have to make. This is a Tanakami, right? This is the first halacha of the first Mishnah. That there's such an erva of eshes ach, shloi hoy of yolomai. If the third brother was born after the first brother died, there's no mitzvah yibum to his wife. Now Rabbi Shimon Omer, the Chiddush here is Rabbi Shimon Shita. Rabbi Shimon Omer, miyabem liyezim hem shiyirza. Shimon holds no. The case again was, first there were two brothers alive, and one brother dies. Now right away the second brother is miyabem his wife. And the second brother had another wife also. So the second brother has two wives. And now a third brother is born. So Shimon holds, since when the third brother was born, she's already married to the second brother, so she's not in the matzav of Yibum, she's not called Eshes Ach, the first brother to him. So therefore, when the second one dies, there's a good mitzvah Yibum. If Shimon holds, Miyabim Liezim Em Shirza, you can take your choice. Either one of the two you can make Yibum on, or Echelitz Liezim Em Shirza, or else you can make Chalitza to whichever one of the two you want. And that's from Shimon's Chiddush, that Eshes Ach Shlehoi V'lomai. It's only if when you're born, she's still a Yivama. But if when you're born the third brother, the second brother already married her, so when you're born she's like married to the second brother, then when the second brother dies, there would be a mitzvah yibum. So that's the machlokes Reb Shimon and the Rabbanon in such a case. Now, Amar Rav Oishia, Rav Oishia says like this, that cholak hoyi Reb Shimon af Rishayna. Ishno Reb Shimon argues even on the first Mishnah of this parak. The first Mishnah was what? The same type of a case, that there were two brothers alive, and one brother died. Now there the case was, right after the first brother died, before the second one made Yibum, a third brother was born. So now when the third brother was born, the first brother's wife is still a Yavama, and she's also to him, because the first and third brother were not alive at the same time, there's no Mitzvah Yibum. So in such a case, we all she's called an Erva. And therefore the first Mishnah said that even if the second brother is Miyavima, when the second brother dies, she's still also to the third brother. Now, Rabbi says that Reb Shimon argues even on the first Mishnah. Not only in our Mishnah here, where when the third brother was born, the second brother already married the first brother's wife, he already did Yibum. Rabbi says no. Reb Shimon even holds in our first Mishnah. In the case they were when the third brother was born, the first brother's wife is still a Yavama. Nobody was Miyabim her. There's still a Mitzvah Yibum then. Still, when the third brother, to the third brother, she's not always an erva. Depends. If the second brother goes and is miyabim her, and then the second brother dies, there is a mitzvah yibum on the third brother to the second one's two wives. That's what the boy she says. That Reb Shimon argues and Reb Shimon holds that once the second brother is miyabim her, it like takes off the hsach of the first brother. And she's only considered married to the second brother. And when the second brother dies, the third brother has the mitzvah yibum. That's the boishis chiddush. That Gemara says, "Mimai, how does the boishis know to say that?" So far, Rav Shimon only says in our mission here. In our mission here, there's less of a chiddush. Our mission here is when the third brother was born, the second brother already made yibum to the first brother's wife. So here it's a good svara. Like when the third brother was born, she's not a yivomer anymore. She's already a second brother's wife. So therefore, when the second brother dies, there's a mitzvah yibum. But how does Rabbi Yishai know to say that Reb Shimon even argues on the first Mishnah, in the case that the third brother was born before there's a mitzvah yibum, before the second brother's miyabim her? Like then the svar is, the third brother is born, and the first brother's wife is still around, she's a yivama. and to the third brother there's no mitzvah, so she should remain with the Yisra Reish Hasach. How does the Boishe know to say that later when the second brother is Miyabma, that takes off the Yisra Reish Hasach, and when the second brother dies later, the third brother could be Miyabma? How does the Boishe know to say this? Gemara says Mimai. Gemara says Midiktani Mishnah Yisera. Since it says an extra Mishnah, like Baba Dereish Laman Ketonilo. For what purpose did our Mishnah say the first Mishnah? What do we need the first Mishnah for? Ilay Bala Rabbanon. If you want to say the first Mishnah is the Chiddush according to the Rabbanon, that is an erev of Eishes Ashlohay B'Yolamai. So now, Madach in the second Mishnah, Hash the Yibam, Madach in the second Mishnah. In the case where again, first the first brother died. Then the second brother went right away and was Miyabim, his wife. And then the third brother was born. Then the third brother was born. When the third brother was born, he finds the first brother's wife, already married to the second brother, that these two brothers are alive at the same time, that there should be a Heti Yibum, still Asri Rabbonon, still the Rabbonon now Mishnah say, that that's called an Eshesach, Shlehoi B'Yolamai, since Lamaisa, this wife, was the first brother's wife, and the first brother's wife is an erva to the third brother. That's what the Rabbanan now Mishnah say to Yadu and Rabbi Shimon. So if so, what do we need the first Mishnah of the Perek for? If so, Noilad, in the first Mishnah's case, where first the first brother died, and then the third brother was born, the Yakakach Yibam, and then first the second brother was Miyabim, the first brother's wife, Miboy, he has to tell me a Chiddush that Rabbanan says she's an Erva, like Pshita she's an Erva, because the third brother was born when the first brother's wife was still a Yavama. Nobody was Miyavama yet. So Lamaisa, she was supposed to fall to him, to the third brother, and there's no mitzvah Yibum, because she's an erva to him. So Avada, she's called an erva Veshesach, Shloi Hoib Yolomai. So if the Rabbanan say in our Mishnir, for sure they say it in the first Mishnah. So for what purpose do we have the first Mishnah of the Perek? So Gemara says, Elolav, don't you have to say, Rabbi Shimon Itzruch, that the first Mishnah of the Perek is the Chiddush even according to Rabbi Shimon. In other words, Rabbi Shimon argues like Rabbi Yishai says, even on the first Mishnah. So now it's good. The reason why we have two Mishnahs are like this. The Tani Reisha, it says the first Mishnah of the Perek, Le'adich HaKoyach of Rabbi Shimon, to tell us the Chiddush of Rabbi Shimon, that even though when the third brother was born, she's still Yivama, the second brother did not marry her yet, and at that time, she was also to the third brother. Still, when the second brother is Miyavama, the second brother takes off the Yisra Reish Hasach of the first brother. So, Memela, when the second brother dies, there would be now a Mitzvah Yibum to the third brother. That's Rabbi Shimon's Chiddush. That's the Chiddush of the first Mishnah. The Tana Sefer, you know what the Mishnah says, our Mishnah, the second Mishnah, that even in a case where when the third brother is born, the second brother already made Yibum, what do we need this case for? Le'yadiyacha koichad Rabbanan, to tell us the Chiddush in the Rabbanan, that the Rabbanan argue even in the second Mishnah. Not only in the first Mishnah, do the Rabbanan say since the third brother was born, when she's still a Yivama, that she's an Ervam, but even in our Mishnah, when first the first brother died, then the second brother right away made Yibum, and later first the third brother was born. So when the third brother was born, the first brother's wife was already married to the second brother, still the Rabbanan say nothing doing. Lamaisa, that lady was the first brother's wife, she was an Eshesach, and again to the third brother there's no mitzvah Yibum, so she remains with an Erva, that's the Chiddush of the Rabbanan of our Mishnah. And the Gemara says, really, of a dinu, like really, the Niflug of Shimon Beresha. Really, Reb Shimon should argue in the first Mishnah of this Perek. Ela not alul Rabbonin ad misaylo masayu. Reb Shimon waited until the Rabbonin finished saying their halachas. As the Rabbonin said the first Mishnah, then the Rabbonin said the second Mishnah. So Reb Shimon waited until the Rabbonin finished saying both cases. For hoda pola galayu. And then Reb Shimon goes to argue on both Mishnahs. That's how Moshe is Chiddush. That Reb Shimon holds, even in the first Mishnah's case, where when the third brother was born, she did not make, there was no Yibam yet. The first brother's wife is still around. Still later, when the second brother is Miyavim, the second brother takes off the Yisra Reish Hasach from the first brother, and when the second brother dies, Reb Shimon holds there is a Mitzvah Yibam. So now the first Gemara asks, according to Reb Shimon, if so, Elo Eishas Achiv, Shlehoye Bialom Reb Shimon, Hechi Mishkachaslo. Like there is a drush of Kiyeshu Achim Yachtov. were dashing before, that they have to live at the same time. If they're first born later, there's no mitzvah yibum. So according to Rabbi Shimon, where's the case? Where's the case that your brother died and there's no mitzvah yibum to your brother's wife, to the third brother that's born later? Where's the case? So Gemara first will answer is b'chada. I'll tell you something about by one. B'chadach, there's only one brother alive. Umis, and the first brother died. That's it. When he died, there were no other brothers. Now v'noilet, loyach, and now a second brother was born after the first brother died. In such a case, the second brother can never be miyabim the first brother's wife, because there's no brothers in between, and that first brother's wife is an error to the second brother that's born after he died. They were not yeshu achim yachtov, so there's no mitzvah yibum. That's the case that your brother's wife remains also to yulielam, where there's only first one brother alive, and he died, so his wife, at that time, she wasn't the yivama. Then later a second brother was born, so the wife that is no mitzvah yibum, she remains also tim liyelum. Inami, another case can be like this. Even betray, even if first there were two brothers alive at the same time, and one brother died. But for lo yibim, the second brother did not make yibum. He was not miyabim the first brother's wife. And then there's a third brother that's born. V'loimis, and he did not die. V'loimis, the second one did not die. So Rashi says like this, Inami betray achin, umei so echod, one brother died, v'noilam lemach ha-shlishi, and then a third brother was born. V'lo yibam, z'ha-shen yes yibim toy. And in the case where the second one did not make yibam, v'lo yimeis, and he did not die either, is asurul azeh, that then the first one's wife is also to the third brother. Shenoilad liyacha misas, misa, that the third brother was born after the first brother died. Liyavama. Mizikas ach, shlohoye b'yolamai. Because she's called Liyavama, shlohoye b'yolamai. There's no mitzvah yibum. Aval heicho di yibma hasheni, Reb Shimon's svar is just that when the second brother is miyabim, the first brother's wife, Reb Shimon holds, poka zikas ach harishon. It goes off the zika, the kedushin of the first brother. V'nasas ishto shel zeh hasheni. And she's called like only, she's only the wife of the second brother. So therefore, when the second brother dies, Reb Shimon holds there is a mitzvah yibum. Right. Where it says now, Bishlei mo yibein, v'yachakach noilad, Bishlei, I'm not going to understand Reb Shimon and our mission over here, where first there were two brothers, and one brother died, and the second brother went, it was miyabim, the first one's wife. V'yachakach noilad, and then first the third brother was born. So here we can understand Reb Shimon Svara that Kiyashkecho, when the third brother was born and found the first brother's wife, Be'atera Ashkecho, he found her already married to the second brother. So that's called Be'atera, like Rashi says. Shlo Nesru Olav Shoachas. There was never a time that that wife was also to you. Shlo Nizkecho Loi Mikoyach Harishon Klum. She never fell to the third brother because of the first one's Kedushin. Like as soon as the third brother was born, she was already miyabim, married to the second brother. So that's where Reb Shimon holds, this wife now is not an heir to the third brother, and when the second brother dies, there would be a mitzvah yibum. Ela but, the case of the first Mishnah. Like how could Rabbi Ishii say that even in the first Mishnah, Reb Shimon argues, Ela noilat, in the case where the third brother was born, the yachakach yibim, and then after the third brother was born, then first the second brother goes, and is the Yabim the second one, the first one's wife. My time, what's the reason there? How could Reb Shimon say later, when the second one dies, there's a mitzvah yibum to the third brother? The Huru, when the third brother was born, the first brother's wife was still alive, and there was no yibum then. So she's called at that second, she's an erva to the third brother. So the Huru, once she was called an erva for 1 second, she should always remain an erva liyelam. How could Reb Shimon say she becomes muta later? So Gemara answers like this. What you have to say is, Kisova Yezika, that Reb Oshia holds in Reb Shimon, that Reb Shimon holds Yezika. That means as soon as the first one died, his wife is kamat like married to the second brother. Vezika Kichnusa Damya. And he holds such a chiddush that the din Zika is that she's so much attached to the brother that's alive that it's considered like Kenusa, like Mamash, like Nisuyin, like she's already married to the second brother. So therefore, when the third brother is born now, it's like she, the third brother, finds the first brother's wife like already married to the second brother. So that's why it's called, he found her, the heter. That's the svara of Reb Shimon. that even though the first brother died first, and the second brother really did not make Yibam yet, and then the third brother was born, it's not considered the third brother like finds the first brother's wife, Zokuk, and she's an Erva, because as soon as the first brother died, his wife is called Zokuk Zika to the second brother. And Reb Shimon holds a strong svara, Zika is Kichlusa. Zika alone is considered as if she's mamish married to the second brother. So therefore, at the time the third brother was born, she's already married to the second brother. Therefore, again, it's called like Peter Ashkecha. So where it says, Maskev lo Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef asked the kasha, how could that be Pshat Reb Shimon? Hash da Zika Maimer. Misafkele the Reb Shimon Maduch in a case where your brother died and one Yavim went ahead and made Maimer with your brother's wife. That means he made a Kedushin with the Rabbanin. Still, Misafkele the Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon still has a doubt whether that's called kichnusa, whether it's called like she's married to that yovan or not. So zika lechuda mi boy, how could you say Reb Shimon holds with zika alone if the brother that's alive did not even make yibum, not even make mimer? Again, you had two brothers. One brother died. So as soon as he died, you want to tell me his wife right away is called kichnusa, is called like married to the second brother? Here Reb Shimon has a doubt whether you say that svara even when the second brother already made Maimer. Not only Zika alone, but he also made Maimer. Still Reb Shimon has a doubt whether you say Kichlusa or not. So how could you tell me that Reb Shimon says so poshid, Zika alone is Kichlusa? Now where's the suffix? Tetznan, we learned like this. Shloisha Achin, he had three brothers. Nesuyin, Sholosh, Noshin, Nochris. Three brothers were married to three different wives, three strangers. The wives were not relatives, not related at all one to the other. Omei sechad mehem. And one of the brothers died. V'yosef bo sheni maimer. And now the case said the second brother, he went to make maimer. That's all. He made maimer. It means he made a kedushim with the rabbanim with her. Omeis. And then the second brother died. So locher is now, harei elo chaletzis leimis yabemis. The locher is now, like lechura, two wives now fall to the third brother. So the locher is, he can't be miyab any one of them. He can only make chalitza. Why? Shenemar, the pasuk says like this. Omeis echad mehem. If one of your brothers dies, is yavama yavi aleha. There's a mitzvah for the other brothers to be miyab his wife. So we dashen like this. Mi shaleh zikas yavam echad. Only if this wife falls to you from one brother. This was considered your brother's wife. Again, the Tanam would not like this. Shloisha Achin, you had three brothers. Nesuyin, Shalosh Noshim, Nochris. They were married to three different wives, not related one to the other. One brother died. Now, we also bore Sheni Maimer. The second brother, he wasn't Miyabim, huh? He just made Maimer. He made Kedushin with the Rabbonin. Gave a Kesef Kedushin. That's only Kainim with the Rabbonin. Because by Yavama, the only mitzvah is to make Yibiyah, to be Miyabimha, not to make Kedushin. Kedushin is only Yiseida Midrabonin. Umeis, and now the second brother also died. So now, Hari Elu Choletzes Lemis Yabemis. Let's say the second brother had a second wife also, had his own wife. So now these two wives fall to the third brother. Really, it's the first brother's wife and the second brother's wife. So Locher is now, he could only give them Chalitz and Lemis Yabemis. He's not allowed to be Miyabim them. Why not? Shenema, because the pasuk says, "Umeis echad mehem yavam yavo leho." One of the brothers dies, so then there's a mitzvah. The other brother to miyab his wife. So we dashin mi shaleh zikas yavam echad. Only if the wife falls to you from one brother. She's one brother's wife. So when your brother died, there's a mitzvah now for the other brothers to be miyabim her. For loy shaleh zikas shnei yavamin. And not in this case here, this one wife, the first one's wife, falls to the third brother, Machmas, two brothers. First of all, she was the first brother's wife, and also the second brother made Maimer in her. Since the second brother made Maimer with her, so he's Makudish to her with the Rabbanan. It's called Benixas, the second one's wife also. So Maisa, the same wife, falls now to the third brother because of two brothers. So that's a Pturin Yibum, there's no Mitzvah Yibum. So, here, Lechura Chalitz, you still have to do. Because Midiraisa, really, it's only one brother's wife. Midyabraisa, what happened here? The first brother died. So it was only his wife. His wife has fallen to the third brother now. Midirabonan, the second brother, made a maimah with her. That's only Midirabonan that she's married to the second brother. And therefore, there's no mitzvah yibam now, because she's fallen to the third brother from two different brothers. But Midiraisa, though, she's only the first brother's wife, therefore there is the mitzvah of chalitza. That's what the Mishnah says. Now, Rabbi Shimon says in such a case, no. Miyabeim liyezem mihem sheyirtza. Rabbi Shimon holds there's no such p'tur here. Lamaisa, she's still called the first brother's wife, that's all. So now when the second brother died, his wife and the first brother's wife, both the wives, fall now to the third brother. The third brother can do what he wants. Miyabim liyezemem sheyirtza and yachloitz lishniya. He could, whichever the one of the two he wants, he give be miyabim them, and the other one is shown to make chalitza. Why? The Khuri should be allowed to be miyabim both of them. In a normal case, when two of your brothers die, and both wives fall to a third brother, the third brother could be miyabim both wives if he wants to. So why here not? So he says now, Yevumi tavai yuloi. Here you can't be miyabim both of them. Why not? Dilma yezika. Because maybe we hold yezika. If you're going to hold yezika, so when the first brother died, his wife was zokak to two brothers. It's called she's married a little bit to both of the brothers already. So now when the second brother dies, that wife now falls to the third brother, machmas two husbands again. First of all, she was the first brother's husband, and since we hold yezika, she's married a little bit to the second brother. So when the second brother died, she falls now the same lady to the third brother because of two brothers. So therefore, you can't be miyavim. The Dilma Yezika.